We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
It's starting to look like the auto industry will see relatively little impact from the Baltimore port closing. Here's the live update now from WWJ Auto Beat reporter Jeff Gilbert. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Yeah, this is one of those things that actually is looking better the more that people take a look at it. Analysts and car makers dive into the issue. You know, a lot of vehicles move through the port of Baltimore every year, Tony, but Cox Automotive chief economist Jonathan Smoke saying today that car makers really do have a lot of alternatives and they're using them.
While Baltimore is the top port for auto shipments, this is not likely to cause or create a sudden new problem in vehicle supply that will materially impact the market.
Smoke says there may be some import dealers in the Northeast who will see their shipments delayed, but for the auto industry as a whole, the port issue should have a negligible impact. Reporting live, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
All right, thank you, Jeff. There's new information today about a deadly house fire in Madison Heights that has now been determined by police a murder-suicide.
After Madison Heights police looked at evidence in a house fire that happened on Wednesday at 52 West Harwood Street, it's been determined that the fire was set intentionally. They found 40-year-old Christopher Spicer, who they believe stabbed himself, and 42-year-old Candace Hawkins, who was stabbed multiple times. The investigation shows that both were in a previous dating relationship. An autopsy determined Spicer's cause of death as suicide and Hawkins a homicide. As of now, police are still working to make sure evidence found by the fire department and the autopsy all matches up. Daryl and Horn, WWJ News Radio 950.
Extreme risk protection orders have been the law since February 13th. There have been 35 implementations of red flag laws, most reported by police or mental health professionals. If a police agency or mental health professional deems you at risk of potentially hurting yourself or others, and the red flag law is reported, then your guns can be seized immediately after an order is served by a judge. If the law is applied by a family member, then the order is served and the person has 24 hours to turn their guns in.
So if the person didn't turn their guns in, they could be subject to criminal charges and also a seizure by a search warrant where the police actually would go in and look for those firearms. Our experience has been so far in Michigan, everybody has complied with the order. That would be the last step or the extreme step.
That's Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police Executive Director Bob Stevenson, who says you can file a protest to get your guns back. Michigan Medicine is moving into Oakland County after the U of M board approved a new facility today that will go up where the former Kmart headquarters building once stood along Big Beaver Road in Troy.
The announcement came just after the U of M Board of Regents approved the purchase of the land for $4.4 million. Regent member Denise Illich says she's excited for the opportunities that lie ahead.
Being able to spread our wings and provide better quality services in this area, health services, is really a benefit to our citizens.
The new facility will provide innovative clinical programs, including multidisciplinary cancer care. Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.
The University of Michigan is showing off the design for its new Center of Innovation planned for Detroit. Hannah Kasim from the design of firm Cone Peterson Fox told Regents this morning the six-story building will be facing Grand River and provide a gateway for innovation.
Its transparent facade at street level engages the passerby, showcasing innovation by putting making and research on display. The first two floors house public programs and shared office space for the Detroit Center, admissions office, and SEAS Sustainability Clinic.
The upper floors will be used for graduate research. The center is scheduled to open in 3 years. Fans from four corners of the country are marching into Detroit for tomorrow's Sweet 16 games at Little Caesars Arena. Gonzaga, Tennessee, Purdue, and Creighton will be vying for a spot in the men's Final Four in Phoenix. Shelly Gates from Omaha, Nebraska, is in Detroit for the first time. She works with the Creighton Athletic Department.
I feel like, we've heard a lot of vibrancy around the city. We're excited to do some exploring. We've got some events that we're doing in the downtown area, and we're looking forward to being here and celebrating with a Sweet 16 win tomorrow night.
There are still a limited number of tickets available for this weekend's games. Officials with Michigan State Police out with some statistics from our roadways today. According to the department, since last week, 16 people died on Michigan roadways. That makes a total of 196 this year. In addition, 93 more were seriously injured for a statewide total of 782 to date. Compared to last year at this time, there are 6 more fatalities and 86 fewer serious injuries on Michigan roads. The Detroit Tigers open up their regular season today in Chicago with a contest against the White Sox.
That's finally here. We're ready for game 1 of 162. The Tigers finish off their spring training, and they're now in Chicago and ready for games that will actually count in the standings. It could be a big year for the team. They're trying to end a decade-long playoff drought in a division without a clear and obvious frontrunner. They ended up with a 78-84 record last year, which was good for second place in the AL Central, and they want to trend upward. As several players are poised for possible breakouts, Spencer Torkelson just hit 30 home runs. Tarek Skubal was on the verge of a Cy Young caliber season. And Riley Green is an obvious all-around talent. Manager A.J. Hinch says that they're leaving last season behind them, though. It's all about 2024. Oddsmakers have Detroit at about 3-1 to take the division and make the postseason, which is tied for the second best behind Minnesota. But we've got a long way to go until then. Up first is 3 games in 4 days against the White Sox on the road. The March weather looks like they'll be good enough to play later on. A 4:10 p.m. first pitch to hopefully get things off on the right foot. But regardless, baseball fans can rejoice. The crack of the bat is back. You can catch it on 97.1 The Ticket later this afternoon with Dan Dickerson on the call. Chris Villar, WWJ News Radio, 950.
Thank you, Chris. The couple that drinks together may stay together longer, literally. That's the bottom line from a new University of Michigan study.
U of M researcher Kira Burdett found couples where both partners drink alcohol tend to live longer. Burdett says the study was inspired by a theory in alcohol literature called the drinking partnership, where couples who have similar patterns of alcohol use tend to have better outcomes, including less conflict and longer marriages. But the study says while drinking together might be good for your marriage, it is not necessarily good for your health, and it's not a recommendation to drink more with your spouse, since the study defines drinking as whether a participant had a drink within the last 3 months. While researchers aren't sure why drinking together might improve a couple's relationship, Burdett says other studies have found it could be because it increases intimacy and compatibility. The study was published in The Gerontologist. Greg Bowman, WWJ News Radio 950.
Happy birthday today to a local Rosie the Riveter. Helen Van Dyke is turning 103 years old, and they're having a party in Dearborn today to celebrate. The Rosies worked in factories to support the American military effort during World War II. Van Dyke worked at the Chrysler DeSoto plant in 1942 while her husband was at war. Friends and family will join Van Dyke today for a birthday celebration that'll include a special Rosie drill team.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8th, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.